the moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Welcome back to the Gosscast with myself, Alexandra Ryan, and Kendra Becker. How are you today?
Post-Gossies. Very tired.
Ah, come on.
No, I am still very tired. It's a lot. Like, it's
I know, I was there. I organized the entire thing. I'm aware. I'm tired too. But are you not buzzing?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm very buzzing. Yeah.
Good, good. No, it was such an amazing weekend. It feels like it went so quickly, which I feel like happens every year. We were saying this to just anyone who was on the team for the first time this year, that literally when you're there on the day, suddenly you blink and it is literally like at the end of the day. It happens so fast. But what an amazing year, and still so much social clips going live everywhere as well, like TikTok, Instagram, our own socials as well. Luke obviously did an amazing job on one of our highlight videos. It's so cool. So yeah, I said we'd spend this episode just chatting about the Gossies, chatting about the day, and then our highlights, all the fashion, all the big moments, that sort of thing. So I think to start off, we should probably talk about the Pamper Suite and the Gifting Suite. What did you think of it this year?
Yeah, it was really good. It ran really smoothly.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, some years, like some people are late and it kind of pushes things back and kind of causes a bit of chaos. But no, it was really good this year. Ran very smoothly. No one was really majorly late.
And I know. Normally, like sometimes, like the whole thing can be pushed back by like 2 hours if somebody's late. But I thought the setup was really, really good this year. We had a DJ in. So basically we always have this kind of waiting area, people kind of sit and wait, but Oosh did up that area and they had Maria Lawler, who's an amazing DJ. She had such good songs playing the whole day, like kind of noughties hits, even late 90s hits. She had a real good mixture in there. So she was like playing the tunes during the day. And then we had Gold Fever and Keira Lambert doing hair. We had Catrice doing makeup in the room. And then we had very cool electrolyte slushies going on.
Yeah,
as well.
They kept me going now.
Did you have a few of them? Really,
yeah, I did.
They were really good.
They were really good. They were really nice. Loads of people kept thinking there was alcohol in them.
Oh, really?
I was like, no, it's electrolytes.
Yeah, okay, wow.
But no, they were really, really nice. I think they're like the Thirst.
The Thirst ones,
yeah. They're really good.
They had like a lime. Actually, what was the pink flavor? That's the one I had. I really liked that.
The berry one. Berry. Mixed berry, yeah.
That was really, really good. And then in our gifting suite, we had One For All. They were in there. Dublin Beauty Lounge. People were getting their nails done. And then we Lumadocting facials. In fairness, every person that came into the room to start getting their makeup done, their face looked amazing. I was so sad I didn't actually go in and get one of those myself. But yeah, during the day, like me and Kendra are normally running around actually organizing the awards themselves. I feel like this year, out of all the years, we were probably in the suite the least.
Yeah, I'm never in the suite.
Yeah,
ever.
Some years are there
I pop
at the
in
start
for like 5 minutes, and then I'm gone.
Yeah.
So when people usually see me, by the time it comes to nighttime, they're like, "Where have you been?"
I'm
like, I was dealing with stuff.
Because we have our own little staff room as well, where we're like doing stuff during the day, printing things out, getting things ready, and then obviously we're getting the main room ready. And then in the midst of all this, I was trying to do a rehearsal for my little hoop entrance, my bizarre hoop entrance. So basically last year, actually right after the awards, I was like, I really want to do a cool entrance again next year, because I did that little dance last year. And all year I was like, I'll just practice and I'll learn how to do the hoop, and then just didn't happen. But as we're getting closer and closer to the day, I was like, I still want to do this. And I literally only booked that act in 4 days before the Gossies, which wouldn't be like me the Wednesday of the week. And
you did do silks before, though,
silks
a few years ago.
But when
you kind of had a
but when
a tiny
I was telling
bit of
the guys about it, they were like, what, where did you learn? And I told them where. And then your mom was like, oh my God, that would have been like 9 years ago. So it's obviously gone now. I was like,
oh,
shit.
Stop. Where did you do that again? Wasn't it in the chocolate factory?
Near the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
It's either gone or it's moved. Because when I said where it was, he was like, oh my God, that was like 8 or 9 years ago. And then they all kind of looked at me and I was like, yeah, I know, it probably was. Yeah. And then they were like, and have you done the hoop work? And I was like, oh, like a bit. Never done any hoop work at all. So when we were doing the rehearsal, like I really wish I had organized this earlier, because I think I could have actually come up with a cooler routine, as in like with more time. But what happened was, during the day we did one rehearsal, and the plan was that I was going to be coming in spinning upside down, which you and Olivia were there for when I was trying to.
The minute she started attempting that, I was like, you need to get down. It looked so dangerous, like, and you looked like you were going to vomit everywhere.
Well, towards the end,
yeah.
At the start,
I was like,
okay.
Please. And I was like, can you just not do that move? Like, it's way too intense.
Fully upside down. And like, we were low when we were doing the test, and they were like, and you're going to be up in the air, upside down. I was like, okay. But we did that. And then we finally figured out a bit of a routine. It's only happened. We only played the song twice to rehearse this. And I actually was really happy with it. But by the time I was up doing it again, I thought I was going to vomit everywhere. It was basically motion sickness because I was being spun around. But it's really annoying because in the actual show later on that night, we just missed the kind of cue to start and we started too early. So I actually didn't end up spinning much. So I was just kind of in the hoop.
Ah, you were spinning.
Doing little dance moves, trying to spin. I was like trying to get my body around to spin. But it was still really cool and the photos are really cool. So,
but like when you're up there, it feels like you're spinning a lot quicker than you actually are.
Yeah, it was so blurry when I was up there. She was like, what's going on? But I still think the earlier one, the video I put up my stories of the rehearsal, I thought was a little bit faster.
It was so funny. Because like I had to text Ali to be like fucking come out like while the dancers were on.
Yeah.
And I was watching the dancers. I was like, shit, is she there yet? And I turned around and I could just see you, but like it was dark, but I could just see you.
Hanging like a bat.
Yeah.
They were like,
I was like, oh my God, it's actually kind of scary.
I didn't know you had texted me. I didn't have my phone.
I was like, run, basically.
No, I had gone down to the end with Olivia at the start. I'd like hidden behind her.
Okay, yeah.
That's so funny. No, they literally were like, now make sure to hang and put your chin inside. So I was literally hanging.
No,
there,
I
like
literally,
a bat.
I turned around and you were like this. I was like, what the fuck?
I couldn't even see you.
And I was like, right, she's ready to go.
But then they spun me already, so by the time the song started the spinning was nearly over. I was like, damn it. But no, it was a cool entrance and it was definitely nice to do something, but I should have one more time into it.
Yeah, I'm maybe just so a little random, bit more prep,
more rehearsals. But yeah, that was such a fun moment and it's nice just to kind of surprise people, because when I was hanging there like a bat while you were looking at me, no one else was, so it did work because I looked to see and
what
everyone was watching
the back
at the stage
room, or did they even look now?
There was like one or two people kind of looked up, but I don't think they thought it was me because it was so dark and I was in black. I don't think people realized. And then obviously I was just hanging there, so I don't think people could see my face.
No,
I wish you took a photo.
Like, you know, remember the way Ozzy Osbourne used to do that, where he'd hang like a bat? It was literally like that.
Just started playing a bat out of hell. Yeah. Instead, imagine. Oh no, it's still fun, but like next year, let's see, I might try something. I might try rehearse something if I'm going to do something at all. But that was the kind of the...
How are you going to top that now? You're going to
top
cartwheel into the venue.
Cartwheel off the roof to dive into like a water tank or something.
Maybe we should confetti cannon you.
Oh, stop. We'll talk about that, all the things that went wrong. But yeah, after that rehearsal during the day, so that would have been at like 3, I then genuinely thought I was going to get sick the entire time. I had motion sickness for like 5 hours and took 2 Motilium as well. So like it was a rough couple of hours there. But then kind of once that was over and the show started, it went so well. Like everyone is saying, to be fair, it's the best Gossies yet. Would you think? Say it is, even to
I think so. It went really, like the actual run of the show went so smoothly. Now it is long, like you know, people have to be prepared, like there is a lot of awards.
Yeah.
But I think it was still
like we ended
like,
at midnight and started at like 8:30.
I think we ended after midnight. It was a bit
20
over.
Past is when all the lights were on. It was like time to go. So it must have been 10 past or something maybe.
Because it is a lot of words to get to, and the Gossies isn't just straightforward like boom, here's a word. Like there's different bits in between, and we also get people to guest present.
We had extra performances this year
award.
Too.
Yeah, so there is a lot of in between and stuff. But in fairness, everyone in the room like stayed with it, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, they did. But
sometimes with like long awards shows, you can kind of lose people at the end of the night and people kind of stop clapping. And
that's why I always want to try and start as soon as we can, because there were earlier years where like the reception went on for like 2 hours and then people were so locked and so disinterested. And like they hadn't even had starter yet. It's just we could not get their attention.
One thing that is annoying is people always coming to the pink carpet late. I'm like, just
I
come
know.
At 6 o'clock, because the drinks reception is so fun. It has all these things and it delays
you
us starting the show then.
We start
so,
telling people to come
like,
before.
If the pink carpet is at 6, come for 6.
Come
please.
For 6.
Or at least like Saturday. Like, you know, you've been around all day.
And we'll have to talk about the kind of start of the night. So Eric arrived in an Aston Martin, thanks to Oosh, which was such a moment. Oosh. I'm in my Oosh cap. I arrived in a Ferrari.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I missed this whole thing.
I know. It was so fun. They were like, well, we go for a spin. I was like, sure, fuck it. So we like spun around Ballsbridge. I'd say people were like, who the fuck are these people? And then we were just revving up the cars.
Was Mick driving your car?
Mick, the owner of Oosh, was driving my car, and he was like, let's do this. And he was blasting out music. And when we played that song, Ferrari, you know that song?
Oh, yeah.
And we were just like buzzing around. And we actually, when we were coming back, we were like out of lights. And we just like pulled up, you know, like really quickly because we were speeding around. And there was just this cyclist standing beside us. And he was like, he was like, well, I'm ready to do it. It's like, let's do it. And your mom was like, what's this for? And he was like, oh, sure, the Gossies over there, yes. And he was like, have a good night, man. And he just like cycled off. So it was really funny, but that was a vibe. And then we got back in and we were taking photos, and I was like, I kind of want to take a photo on the bonnet, and they were like, sure, jump on. And she hopped on with all my pearls scratching the front of the car. It was kind of nice to start the night that way, though, because it was that vibe all night where it was like, let's just have fun. And then Eric looked really slick in his Aston Martin arriving. There was such a cute little moment for me and Olivia, when this little girl came up. She'd like seen our dresses from a distance, and she came up and she was like, can I take a photo with you guys? And her mom was like, basically thinking we were like little princesses or something. It was so cute. She just kept touching my dress and like touching it. It was the cutest little moment. And then I got in the Ferrari and I was like taking selfies with her, and she came back and she was like, I picked a flower for you. I was just like, I actually can't. It was so
sweet. What kind of flower was it?
It was like a little red flower. I'll be billed for that. That her flower is missing from the road somewhere. But yeah, she had a little beret on, little curly hair. She was honestly so cute. But like, it just made me think back to when I was younger, because I used to see like anything red carpety or any girl dressed up and be like, oh my god, I would love to do that one day.
I wonder what she was doing there. Was she at the
just walking past the RDS, and she came through the gate, so they were just going for a little walk in her little outfit. It was so cute, but it was such a sweet moment, because like obviously it's a very stressful day and there's so much stuff that goes on, and it's nice just to be like, oh my god, I'd love if my little girl self had seen that, like she gets to do that one day in the big dress. It was very cute, so that was like a really cool way to start the night. And then the pink carpet kicked off, so I think we should talk about our favorite looks. We have to start off, obviously, with Madison Cawley, because she won Best Dressed on the night with thanks to Zip Yard. She won a bottle of champers and a voucher.
Yeah.
I was in the main room and hadn't seen any of the carpet looks, and all I kept hearing was, have you seen Madison Cawley? Have you seen Madison Cawley? And I was like, no, what's she wearing? How do we describe this?
I had actually seen her from afar ages ago, but I didn't know it was her. I thought it was like... I thought it was like someone one of the brands had brought, like, like someone in
dressed
costume.
Up as a full mermaid.
Yeah, I was like,
the wig. Like, let's just talk about this. The red Ariel wig. Her makeup slayed.
I think Holly Roach did it. She's
her makeup was stunning. We'll look at it here in the iPad. And even like the little pearl earrings, the little flower pearl earrings.
Sorry, I want to know her where body she got is the unreal. Bra from.
I know,
because it's so cool.
I'd wear that on a night out. She said phenomenal. I'd wear that on a night out.
Yeah.
Where did she get the mermaid skirt?
Yeah, like, because it's actually like a genuinely
also
really
like
good.
We only invited people 3 weeks ago. Like, how did she have the time to get this full outfit
maybe
together?
She just had it.
And then red bag and the red shoes. Like, she actually properly like hit the team on. She just looked, and her makeup was honestly flawless. Very mermaidy makeup. Like, I think she really went all out. And that's my favorite thing. The reason we do teams, we want people to go all out. Like, we want people to make a huge effort. Another favorite of mine, Celia Holman Lee.
Yeah.
Just such a classy woman. And it was still very standout, I felt. Like, just with all the little details. Who was that she wore, do we know?
I actually don't know.
It's
I'm not sure.
Really, really stunning. There was a lot of translucent material this year, or transparent material, and a lot of pearls. So like, Celia's wearing pearls there. She's got a pearl bag. So a lot of people leaned into the pearl part of the Under the Sea theme, I think. Megan Fore Clark.
Yeah, she looked amazing. Her skirt literally looked like seaweed.
Like, how?
Because I remember when I initially saw her, I think I just saw the brown jacket and I was like, that's not really Under the Sea. And then I saw her skirt and I was like, oh my God, that's
amazing.
Her
makeup was a real look. Like, I saw the video she did with Katie Cashel of like how they put this look together, and it was very much like wanting the wet look. I think everybody basically did the wet look this year. With the hair and the makeup, and the Keira Lambert team did such an amazing job on doing the wet look for everybody. But yeah, I even liked the fact that she had that jacket and it was like zipped up, and again, another pearl. Lots of pearls. I really
it was
liked
a very
that.
Different way of doing it, because I feel like a lot of people went for kind of like blues and pearls and that kind of thing, but that was like a different the take on it. And she really matched Connor. Connor was in like her and black Connor leather. Together
looked so cool. The Calvin Klein sticking up as well. Yeah. He's just like very model-esque, so isn't cool. he?
Obviously, Connor won Most Stylish Man on the night.
He wore those sunnies all night, by the way. Yeah, I did not see those sunglasses come off him.
So Muireann presented the award for Most Stylish Man. She was like, Connor, are you going to take the glasses off?
Oh my God. I was outside having a big chat with James Kavanagh, I think, during that. Yeah, I missed that award.
But I actually really liked his speech as well, because he said that he feels like he only started wearing things he actually wants to wear in the last year, obviously, since Love Island. Obviously, Connor comes from like a rugby background, so maybe he felt like
look
he
at his
really
leather pants, a silver chain hanging off, got the abs out. So, like, it's very JT and Britney, the two of them from like
I
the
was
90s.
Actually on the pink carpet because I brought Meghan.
Sorry,
and
the
Connor,
pearl necklace. I just didn't know something.
To take their photos
or a necklace.
And Connor was taking his photos, and then he zipped down the jacket. Oh. Me and Ryan were like, "Woo!"
No, the two of them were so good. He so deserved best dressed as well. Yeah. And then Jack Keating, another man to mention. He was the only one in kind of like a burnt orange suit. I just thought it was kind of different.
Yeah,
it was kind of the corally, matched his hair as well. Mm-hmm. No, what was on the inside of the suit? Was there lobsters on the inside? Why did he take off his... Well, sorry, not in that way, but that's why didn't he like open his jacket for a photo? I didn't realise that. But I thought the colour was good, and I just thought he made a real effort. I liked some of the former Miss Ireland.
I loved Katie O'Connor's dress.
Katie O'Connor's pearl dress. So, wow, and the feathers.
Yeah, the pearl dress and feather skirt. It's actually from a brand called Miu Miu's, which actually never heard of
before.
Yes, I
know, yeah.
But that was very wow. She obviously won Model of the Year on the night as well, so she looked really
fab. The detail in that dress, it actually reminds me of the dress I wore last year for the Gatsby thing, just having the pearls hanging off. But the feathers as well, her makeup and hair too. Like, I loved that everyone went really for it for their hair and makeup this year as well. Like, everyone had it in their look. I loved Arthur and Odie as well from Dancing with the Stars. I just think together they were like the coral of the ocean. Yeah. Like, the
two colours.
You know,
he got those pearls like put onto that jacket specifically. Yeah, for the theme.
Stop it.
I love Arthur and Odie. That was my first time meeting her. She's so nice. Sweet.
She was so excited to be there.
And like, Odie is like a massive celebrity.
I know,
like,
she
and
really
she's
is.
So chill.
She was so sweet.
Really,
I loved
really nice
her shoes.
Woman.
Look at the butterflies on them at the end.
So
she
gorgeous.
Was just so cute and together. Nia Gallagher.
Yeah, I loved her
loved
dress.
Her outfit.
She literally looked like Zara Larsson.
And sorry, her makeup.
Yeah.
Like, Under the Sea personified was her makeup for
I think
sure.
Robert Orr did her makeup. But yeah, she looked like Zara Larsson.
And she was the only one, I think, that wore a pink dress.
Yeah, she literally looked like, you know, those betta fishes, like the ones that have the like really cool tail. She looked like that. She got it from Vintage as well.
Did
that
she?
Dress. Yeah.
Stop it.
I think it was originally ASOS.
No, she looked amazing and her makeup just slayed. We've also loads of BTS, like behind the scene photos on the Goss.ie Instagram and on the website. If you want to have a look at more of the outfits there. I also really love Nadia Bose.
Yeah, this is so cool.
In person, it actually even looked better. Like, it looks really good in photos, but in person, it was like, whoa.
Yeah. So she had this custom made by Karen Burness Fashion. She's actually made some things for our shoots before. Karen has.
Oh, yes, yes.
But yeah, the fish, like, actually on.
If you zoom into her outfit when you go looking at her photos, guys, like, she literally has fish, what would you call them? Stencils? Hand painted on. Oh,
but it was another
gosh.
Really cool, like, she literally looks like a fish, like the way her skirt is and everything.
I think she, I don't know obviously because I didn't see, but I presume she got a lot of votes for best dressed on the night because I just thought her outfit was really standout and she just looked amazing. And again, makeup and hair as well, really simple but like stunning, very glowy and shimmery. I have Dahi in there.
Dahi
O'Shea. I just love his Gossies pose, which is the two arms out, how are you doing, welcome to the Gossies. You know,
so
you
good.
Just know.
I love Dahi.
He
so
went
much.
For a little red velvet number this year as well.
Yeah.
I loved Dahi's outfit. I also thought Anna Livia and her hubby Rory looked really cute. She really nailed the wet look. Like, her makeup was literally, like, she was so dewy. The one piece of hair that didn't move for the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Con hair. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it looks like she's starfish earrings. She has a shell necklace and she's a shell bag. Like, it makes
gorgeous.
Me so happy when people make this much effort for the theme. Like, if you zoom into any of the photos that we have on the site, everyone has really tiny details this year.
I'm glad people, like, really adhere to the theme as well, because I think the first 2 or 3 years people kind of didn't realize that the theme was a thing.
Yeah.
So now every year
I started pushing
it
a lot more. Yeah. From the fairy tale year onwards, I was like, dress up for it.
Yeah.
And Mandy Maher too. Just
loved
that icy blue, kind of like your dress. I loved your dress too. That really aqua blue color.
Yeah.
looked stunning on her, and the detail and everything was amazing. And then Chris Connolly, he was actually literally sending me photos of his outfit before he came, because a lot of the guys this year got confused because they were like, it's black tie. So does that mean I have to wear black? And I was like, No. So he definitely went more beachy. A few people did this kind of blue with a t-shirt tank underneath. I thought that was a cool look. Catherine Thomas.
She is just such a queen.
She looked unreal in that. She was basically naked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and she rocked that look. Yeah. Again, did you see the videos of her getting her hair done?
Like, yeah.
Wet so look good. Again, slicked
Keira
back.
Keira Lambert and Catrice, they did such a good job.
Yeah.
Whoever did your makeup, Olivia's makeup was, it literally looked like it had been airbrushed on. Like,
who did
crazy.
Your makeup? Hayley. Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so good.
The makeup this year was unreal.
But like, especially because they have such little time to do everyone's hair and makeup.
Yeah,
like
45 minutes.
They
literally
pull it off is amazing. They all did such a good job.
I think as well, everyone knew so far in advance the theme this year, like Catrice and Gold Fever and Keira Lambert. So they had planned things.
Yeah.
So like, they knew they were bringing wet look materials. They knew they were bringing a waiver. Catrice knew to bring wet look stuff as well. But I really loved Catherine's look. I just thought she looked amazing. And then Oyen from The Traitors. She was one of the only people to wear this kind of corally color, and I thought it suited her so much. And the pearl necklace, again, she just looked amazing.
She looked amazing.
And one of the only people in a short dress too, which I like to see sometimes, just to like mix up. It just really stands out for me when people mix it around. I thought Lauren Whelan looked so cool.
Yeah, she looked so
like
cool.
Like her hair.
Yeah.
And her makeup. Who did her hair and makeup? Kian and Con, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But her makeup slayed, like in person. And I thought her hair, again, it was still the wet look, but it was in like a slightly different way.
Those pictures of her, Chloe and Keira Ryan.
Yeah, the BTS
They're
photos.
Just like the ultimate cool
they're
girls.
They're so cool.
They?
I have all of them in this. Like Keira Ryan, I loved her outfit. Again, a seashell in the middle. Like, where did she get that at this
I
time
actually
of year?
Don't know. I think she said it on her TikTok, but it looks so fab.
I love
it. I saw
it.
She like posted a video and she was like, I'm literally in beach attire, but the theme is under the sea. Yeah. Kind of trying to explain why.
But she looked amazing. Yeah. Really suited her. And again, face card. Never declines.
Never declines.
The three of them, Chloe, you have her next. She looked amazing. That was an Oh Hello dress.
Yeah, that's where I got mine.
Her makeup and hair. Oh my God. I thought she looked like stunning. A sea princess. Like, she just looked very princess.
I wonder, did she do her own makeup or did Kian do it?
I actually didn't. I didn't look. I don't know. Kian did it, but she looked amazing. And this dress really suits Under the Sea as well, I think, just with the little sparkles. But she could be about to win Miss Ireland there.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, she just looked so, like, regal and princessy. I loved it. Kaylee Trapp, too, loved the colour. Sometimes getting to the theme is just doing things like this where, like, the colour is so on point. Like, that is so aquatic. She looked stunning as well. Hair and makeup as well, perfect. She got her hair done, I know, with Keira. Did she get her makeup done with Catrice as well?
She was in for a while, but
she looked amazing, and I loved the gold jewelry. And again, a little aqua ring, like the details
really matches our logo.
Her engagement ring, ding ding ding. Yeah, it really matches the logo. But it just worked so well. I really like Lauren Nolan's dress as well.
Yeah, she always looks fab,
very classy and classic. But again, the blue, getting the royal blue in there, and then I had Rachel Garry down too. I loved her.
Yeah, Rachel looked so gorgeous.
Con definitely did her hair. Her
like,
hair.
Can we cope? This woman had
or
twins.
Not Con Jordan? Sorry, I meant Jordan did her hair. Yeah. I know
she had twins her body, last year. How?
Yeah, she looks amazing.
The hell,
everybody looked so amazing. But sorry, her hair. I think Jordan did all of her hair and makeup.
Yeah, I think she uses a Gold Fever clip-in as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because her hair was so thick. Like, thick.
But I loved the waves on it. I think she looked amazing. Amanda Brunker too, special shout out to her. I loved the crown, loved the sequins, and again, having the shawl. Like, everyone literally went to the theme.
Yeah.
Special shout out as well for the two Jameses, right? So James Cavanagh in particular, the fact he brought an oyster to the pink carpet. He had ordered oysters to his hotel room to get the shell.
So good.
And he held it like a handbag. He held it. And there's loads of Luke has a cool video of him just like playing with the oyster. On top of that though, he actually put things on his jacket. Like, did he get them sewn in?
I don't know.
Or is that a part of it? But there's like little seashells, there's like little sea creatures. He looked so cool. I loved his outfit. Oh my God, sorry, Rob had an oyster too. Rob and James are both
oysters.
Just holding oysters. Like, it's so normal.
They had the time of their lives. So Oosh actually brought them in a G-Wagon as well.
Yeah.
And they were blasting Britney. Who drove them?
Evan, that guy Evan.
Oh, okay,
yeah, one of the drivers. Yeah, he drove everyone. So Mick drove me, J James drove Eric and then Evan went around to get everybody else that we had.
So
they had the time of their lives. They were full on, like, had Prosecco in the car and, like, loving life. But James Patrice, I really loved his outfit as well. He had little special little sea kind of emblems on his jacket as well. And I loved that kind of green sparkly. Yeah. He looked amazing. Sinead O'Brien, I thought, looked fab.
Yeah.
Same kind of shell bag. And I just thought her dress was very, like, pearl and iridescent and, like, glittery. So I thought she looked amazing. Loved Shauna Lindsay's one as well.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Simple, but on theme. And I think that's that Zara clutch. I knew that clutch was going to be at some point. That pearl clutch.
Me and Casey Campion actually had the same bag, that shell kind of bag.
Oh, did you have that bag as well? Keelan Moncrief as well.
She looked so fab. I loved that she had her baby bump just like on full
show. It was a real Rihanna moment, I thought, where she had her full blown baby bump out there and she still stuck to the theme.
Yeah. It was an Irish designer as well. So her top was So Row Design.
Okay.
And then her skirt and bag were Marmala, which are both Dublin based designers. Yeah.
And then the blue nails as well. Like, she really went for the theme. I thought her makeup and hair looked stunning as well. And then Lynn Kelly.
So stunning.
Always just wows.
Like, anything she could wear a bin bag. She would look amazing.
I mean, that could have been a bin bag tied in. Like, she, and like, she's always basically just like naked. And just looks absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Like, her makeup and hair as well was stunning. Like, she had a lot of blue under her eyes, which I thought was really, really nice.
Yeah.
And again, that kind of sparkly iridescent thing. I think that really worked as a part of the theme this year. Like, I think some people didn't know exactly how to dress, but then anything kind of sparkly or sequency was also quite sea-like. So I really liked that. Trina McCarthy.
With the fish bag.
Where did she get that bag from? She has had so many bags at the Gossips over the years. And they've all been like literally thousands of euros.
Yeah.
Like, they're high, high end designer bag. Did she tag it, Olivia? Have a look at her Instagram.
I can't cope. Like, anytime I see Trina and I like compliment like something she's wearing, she's like, oh, that's Dolce & Gabbana. Or like, you know, she
it's
has
like,
the
it's only 52,000. And you're like, what?
She has things
from the archive in 1990 worn by. And you're like, oh my God.
But no, I need to know where she got the fish bag from. Loads of people also took photos with her fish bag.
Did they? I didn't even see Trina on the night. Did she tag
it? So funny.
No, like, we need to ask her where that fish is from. And the way she's holding it, it looks terrifying.
I assume it actually is a bag. Or is it like
I hope it's not an actual dead fish that she just...
Oh my God, I love it.
And then, of course, we'll have to talk about this is one of our big moments of the night, but Katie Price, we kind of just have a running joke at this time that, like, she will never dress to the theme.
No.
Any theme.
Doesn't.
And she knew the theme for weeks and was like, all right. And still... What would we call this?
She described it on stage as like that she was wearing kind of like a wetsuit type thing.
She basically was in a see-through cord with nipple tassels.
Yeah. Would you expect anything less?
No. What? There were pearls.
Sorry.
Once you have a pearl on there over the nipple tassel, you're on theme. So it's okay. Before we move on, actually, for performance, did you love your look as well?
Yeah, I loved my look.
You did your own makeup, as always.
Yeah, I did my own makeup. I would trust the Catrice girls, but I'm a freak about my own makeup.
Yeah.
I could have like the world's best makeup artist do my makeup and I wouldn't like
no.
it.
Yeah.
So I always just do my own. And then the Keira Lambert girls did my hair. Caitlin did it. But no, we have to talk about your look.
Your dress too, though.
Yeah, I got it from Ohana. It was nice. You get yours custom made.
Custom made every year with Sachin Lama. So he started doing it since the circus theme. And God love
him. Was that the first year?
Yeah, that was the first year when I wore it. And God love him. Like, I'm so involved in it. It's probably to an annoying point. But that year, if you remember, I had bought the fuchsia Versace heels. Do you remember?
Oh,
and I
literally
gave them to him. And I was like, it needs to be this exact color. And I wanted to be like really tight. I wanted there to be feathers. Like, I was very kind of specific on it. And then we made that one. And it was amazing. Then the next year was the Shakespeare dress.
Oh, the white one.
I absolutely loved. That's probably, I can't say any of them are my favorites, but I would think it's actually my favorite one. Just because the detail that was in that dress, I just thought were amazing. And it was one of those years where I was more involved in it too. So the first year he had like shown me a sketch, but this year he was coming to the office a lot. Remember, we did loads of try-ons that year and we made changes. And then last year was the Gatsby look. That everyone said that was their favorite look, the gold, the pearls hanging off. But again, like, we would come up with like a slight idea. And then I think I was the one that was like, I think we should have pearls hanging all over it, like literally all over the place. And then literally the week of every year, Sachin hand stitches everything on.
Yeah.
So this dress, again, very specific. I only met Sachin in January, maybe second week of January, being like, this is exactly what I want. And I kind of had something drawn up and I had visuals of basically what I was looking for. Remember, I showed it to you.
And I was, but even like 2 days before, it looked completely different.
Yeah. And I wanted it to be pink and I wanted it to basically be see-through. Like, I basically wanted to be like, I was coming out of the ocean. That's why I got really long extensions with Gulf Fever. I wanted to kind of make it me feel like I was Ariel in the movie, coming out of the Little Mermaid, seeing her legs for the first time. So I wanted my legs to be on show, basically. I wanted loads of sparkles. I wanted 2 seashells for like the boobs. Sachin didn't love that idea at the start, but I was like, I really think we should get like pink seashell kind of boobage done. And we started with that. And then he put like a bodice underneath. He's so used to my body now at this point as well. Like, you should see the amount of stuff that's behind my dresses. Like, he literally pulls me into them, like to the point where I literally can't breathe.
Olivia pulled me into mine.
Yeah, it has to be done. And then he put the pearls all over it, the sequins all over it. And if you were to look closely, he hand stitched like really tiny starfish as well, all over the dress, pearls, little sparkles. And then the shawl, which was always going to be a big part of it.
What was that material?
Keeps asking, because I had him on the fashion designer table and he was like, everyone keeps asking what the material is. And he's told me multiple times and I still can't tell you. Well. But he had brought a sample to it in one of our meetings and it was white. And he was like, I want this to be white, blue and pink, and we're going to make it look, because I was like, I want it to be like the ocean, the waves, like really rough material. So that was amazing and I loved that. And then to top that all off, the makeup was just
so good.
It was so good. That was Holly that did my makeup, I think.
Holly did.
There's just so many of the girls that are there, because there was another Holly that did someone else's makeup.
Oh, is there?
Who did Madison's makeup?
That wasn't a different Holly.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, so my girl's name is Holly. Yeah, sorry. So she's done my makeup a couple of years.
I think Holly did Case Campion's makeup as well.
Yeah, she's really good. She's done my makeup a couple of times, so she just knows me. So like when I sat down, she was like, right. But I was like, I want it really glittery, really pinky, really light. And Joe, it's so funny, I couldn't find the right lip colour all day and all night, and I'm now wearing literally the pink lip liner that Catrice put in the goodie bags, and I could have just worn this. Look how pink it is. And this is the gel liner. What's it called?
Catrice lip liners are so good. They are good.
Unreal. This one is called Drip the Drama. So it's a very like pinky color.
Yeah, I'm wearing their Queen Vibes one now, which was in a goodie bag in one of our last events. Yeah.
So I wore that, and then the hair, like the girls did such an amazing job. So we crimped the hair earlier in the day, and then we used Keira Lambert's, her own brand, C30 Shine Spray, and soaked my hair in it about 17 times, I would say. Then we got stick on pearls, and God loved them. They had to stick the pearls on when my hair was then wet. So they kept falling off. So they were like, we should have got eyelash glue.
So how did it stay?
I don't know.
Because they stayed the whole night.
I had probably about 100 of them actually put on though, and I'd say 25 of them stayed.
Yeah.
And then for all the photos and for the videos, Olivia put this shine spray all over my chest, all over my arms. I just wanted to look soaking wet basically for all the photos at the start. People are saying it's their favorite look, but it's the same with the Gossies and the same with my dress. I feel such immense pressure because every year everyone's like, this is the best one. So I don't want to year where someone's like, oh, last year's one was actually really good.
Like, looking back at all of them, I don't think there's a best one. They're all just so cool.
They're just so different.
Yeah.
The colours of this one were spectacular.
Yeah. And we always accidentally match.
I know.
Like the blue in your thing was like the exact blue of
my dress. I actually have photos of us from the side that Sophie took. I must send them to you, that when Brian was taking our photos of us together. But no, definitely, I felt really good in it. I loved it. And again, poor Sachin, I'm like, I have to get out of it to get into my hoop. So you need
to get back in.
And get back in. And he's always like trying to just have a drink. And I'm like, will you put me back in? But no, I really loved the look. Key moments of the night then. Eric, as always, was
so good,
amazing. Yeah. And obviously, always the kind of reason I hired Eric initially is I wanted him to start off the show with like a roast of the room, and he's really not scared to do a roast. He had jokes in there about the Late Late Toy Show drama on TikTok, people being traitors. He was slagging Oosh off, no problem with that. He's just so good, and he put so much effort and time into it. And then jumping into his dance with his dance partner,
and like, bear in mind as well, he's obviously in the middle of Dancing with the Stars. He had like was it the quarterfinal or the semifinal? Three,
and there was three dances.
The next day. And like, he's still absolutely
he was
out
so
back.
Good.
Like, he has a huge amount going on. He has a little baby as well.
I know. And Ireland AM on the weekend.
Yeah. So fair,
he's doing
fair
so
play
much.
To him.
But he was brilliant.
Yeah.
And his opening monologue is on our socials as well. And obviously you can watch the entire show on our YouTube channel. But he was brilliant. I think a big standout moment for most people is Katie Price.
Yeah.
So when you talk about Katie Price, like, she suggested performing herself.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. And then I started getting sent voice notes of her singing.
Yeah.
And she was very good.
Yeah.
I was like, you
I
know
feel
what?
Like people think that we pay her to we
never
paid her to come
her.
And sing. We
no.
never pay her. Katie just honestly likes
loves
coming.
The gossip. I mean, you love having her.
She knows Keira Lambert really well. And she honestly just loves coming. And I love Katie Price. I think she's such a nice person.
Yeah.
I know, like, there's a lot of things said about her.
Yeah.
She is a
no,
lovely,
a yeah.
lovely woman.
And
I don't think I've ever heard of her being like mean or rude.
No, she's
to
lovely
anyone.
To everybody.
And like, she is a proper OG celebrity.
I know. Jordan,
and
like Jordan.
Yeah, she started off as Jordan. She has stayed relevant throughout her entire
she's
career.
She's obviously more relevant than Madonna has
yeah,
stayed.
Yeah, like
still
honestly.
Finding a way.
And she's just so lovely. And she actually arrived a bit late. I don't think she came in until about 9:30.
No, she actually got there at 8:45.
Oh,
in the end, she
okay.
was a bit earlier than I thought she was going to be.
But she performed when we came back from the starter, wasn't it?
Yes.
No sound check. Like, fair play to her. She obviously had no in-ears or anything.
No.
So she actually couldn't
just a
hear
backing
herself.
Track.
So fair play to her. Like, she got
I know.
Up. And I think the general consensus was everyone was like, oh my God, Katie can really sing.
I know.
Like, she's
amazing.
Actually really good. So she sang... what was the first one? We don't
have
to take our clothes
off.
And then she sang her own, which was a number one hit at the time, was, what is it? I Got You.
I Got You.
Such a good
song. I
literally
looked over James Patrice at our table and he was like, oh my God, I love this song.
Yeah.
And then there's a really good video of Brian Dowling reacting to her taking
yeah.
the stage. Like, everyone was literally like, oh my God. And literally for like the rest of the show, when people got up to accept their awards and everything, they were just like,
they were
Katie,
like
Price.
Katie Price. Oh
She's
my
amazing.
God.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Eric being up there with his phone and the light on.
Yeah.
There's loads of photos of the performance on like the UK Sun and the Metro UK. And Eric was just in all the photos like, dance
yeah.
mom just being like
yeah.
but like it was just she was so good and I think it meant a lot to her as well
yeah.
and
yeah I was
the
talking
response.
To her after and she was like, oh my God, I'm actually so delighted that people know that I can sing.
Oh my God. You know, I've never spoken to her.
What?
No, at any of the awards. I've just never
no,
gone,
you
I've
have
never
not.
Chatted to her. No.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
I've
no,
been busy.
I have
dancing on stage
Katie.
And jumping into hoops. I've never spoken to her.
So I had to. It actually took an extremely long time because she obviously came a bit late. So she missed the initial pink carpet. So we needed to bring her back out to get an interview.
Yeah.
My God, it took about 25 minutes to get
Oh God.
Because
really?
People were stopping her for photos and then she had to get a touch up of her hair. I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to make it out into this.
Oh my God.
But eventually we got there and it was grand.
It was such a standout moment though.
Yeah.
And then this year we'd Pump Up the Jam performing
yeah,
during the break as well. We had a lot more performances. And then it was also Elevate Dundalk that did the hoop stuff with me. And then we had the Silks, the girls who did the Silks throughout the show and they were just amazing. So there was a lot more spectacles I think this mm-hmm. year maybe to enjoy, which isn't always there. Sometimes we've one or two things, or we've one moment, like last year Mary Byrne had performed and we had a lovely moment with that as well.
Yeah,
celebrate 10 years. But I just feel like this year at every turn there was something entertaining.
Yeah.
And then having Oosh as our sponsors just really made it extra special and people got really into saying
Oosh
on stage.
Oh my God, it was said like I'd say 35
honestly,
times.
It was so funny.
But also before the actual ceremony, during the reception, Oosh basically like transformed that whole space.
Oh, I know, yeah.
So they had this really cool activation where it was basically like a claw machine.
Didn't you win something?
I did. I won. And isn't this so random? I won a €25 voucher for Cluck, which is down the road. So me and Olivia both live in Walkinstown.
Oh, it's a food restaurant?
Yeah,
oh,
and it's
okay.
in Walkinstown.
Oh my God,
how random
that's
is that?
So random.
But their whole thing was that all the prizes were from... small Irish businesses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So I won that. But yeah, they had like, I think they had like 50 different prizes there, but they were all from Irish businesses, which
That's
was really cool.
No, I love that.
And then they also had the coin machine. How would you describe that? It's kind of like countdown. Is it countdown? Or
tipping point. Yeah, where basically you put these large coins and try to get it into the right slot. So it was like €10, €20, €100, €50.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing about that game was that even though the coins were fake, all the money was going to be doubled by Oosh and actually donated to Women's Aid. So that was all donated.
I got €100
one. You did.
I did.
So we raised $5,000 through the game, yeah. and then Oosh matched it.
Yeah.
And they are donating €10,000 to Women's Aid, yeah. which is just so amazing.
Which is amazing.
We work with them a lot. Like, they are our charity partner for Women of the Year. So they've done that for 4 years, and every year we've averaged maybe €6,000 in terms of how much money that we've raised. Yeah. So if you add all the years up between this, the Gossies as well, we're close to nearly $40,000 that yeah. we've donated to Women's yeah. Aid through our awards, which is just incredible.
And I know it's really important to Oosh as well, because obviously, like, their whole thing is, you know, it's all giving away supercars and stuff yeah. like that, but their big thing is giving back to charity as well and giving yeah. back to community. So I'm really glad we did that as well.
Yeah, and it's nice for Women's Aid to be like a part of a really fun event too, because yeah. obviously yeah. Women of the Year is a lot more serious, and like, we do a really big keynote speech there and talk about the importance. This was a little bit more, let's just enjoy it. Let's make it a game, but still like have the core message there. So I was so happy that they were involved this year. Like, yeah. I just thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
We also had a really cool glam bot in the reception. I didn't yeah. even do that.
I didn't one do it for either.
You didn't do it either. No. One for All. Did you do it? Yeah, One for All. They had a really
Olivia,
cool one.
Good.
And then Catrice had a really cool area. And then we had West Coast Cooler. Basically had this cool vending machine yes. set up. People were loving the West
People
Coast Cooler
really
all
that.
Night. People yeah. were just coming in with like buckets of West Coast
See,
Cooler.
West Coast Cooler is a lot of people's drink. Like,
it is,
it's,
you yeah.
know, it's a very, it's a good pre-drink, you know?
Yeah. It's so funny, like, even, like, I know me and you don't really do it anyway, but, like, I didn't even have a Prosecco in the reception area. Now, I was also trying not to vomit again because I was about to go on food.
I did. I think I had half a Prosecco.
I did have a Prosecco during the day, though, in a one-for-all coffee
I
mug.
Think that
that's what made me sick,
off.
I think.
Yeah.
Olivia
yeah.
brought it up to me because I was like, I need to get through this day. And she brought me a Prosecco. And then I did the Silks, or I did the Hoop right after
yeah,
that. So then
that was
for hours, I was like, I don't know if I can have a drink. But like, who am I? I went to the after party until 4 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know how,
like,
you did
sorry?
That.
Changed like, my dress and all,
I
checked into my
so
hotel.
I had so many intentions of going to the after party, but I don't know what happened to me. Just the end of the night, I crashed and I was yeah. like, oh God. But then even at that, me and Olivia were in the RDS until
still
like close
up.
To 2 a.m.
Yeah, it takes so. But I feel like people don't understand that yeah. like, even the fact that I was there the next day then getting all this stuff, people don't realize like how yeah. much work goes in. And like, the day of was very stressful this year. Like,
yeah.
we've had talks before about filming and behind the scenes of what it's really like. Luke was thinking of doing it this year, but you actually couldn't
you
air
couldn't.
It.
No.
Because the things that go on and
yeah.
the drama that happens yeah. on the day, like, one thing that happened, it's very small in terms of what actually happened, but like, we had a big plan for this huge confetti cannon and we're told last minute that we weren't able to have it. In the
we
RDS.
Were told half an hour before the
half
ceremony.
Half an hour before, not told in the best way either. So like, that was very stressful and very last minute.
Yeah. And like, bear in mind, like, obviously even the whole run up is like months and weeks of work, but we're there from 8 o'clock in the morning that day, so we've been there the
and
whole day.
And me and Olivia
day.
Were there with the girls the day before too, also
yeah.
organizing things.
Yeah,
so just there's so much that goes into it. Maybe we should film a Luke for the drama, but like, even on the day, an hour before all the setup in the reception, we realized that these random statues that could not be moved were positioned in all the places we were going to be putting
yeah.
all of our activations. And stuff like this just happens, and there's literally you've no
you
control
just have to
over
figure it.
It
out.
And then
yeah.
you're also trying to like make sure the suite is going well, that all the social has been taken care of, that everyone's attending that said they're attending, that the numbers are right, that there's
yeah.
enough food on the table, that tech is being set up, that the right cables are there, that the hoop has been placed, that I'm not going to vomit. There's like so many things on your mind, and you're just like, oh my God. So like, sometimes it's hard to actually enjoy the ceremony, I find, because there's so many things
yeah.
still on my mind of like, this has to happen, that has to happen. And you know, this is it's hard to be in it.
Yeah. Yeah, like even it was like right before, it was like shortly before the pink carpet was about to happen. And someone had asked for someone to be added on to a table. I'm not going to say it. And then one of the floor staff was like, we're going to have to change this to a completely new table.
And it just be the larger table.
Yeah. And I was like, but that's not possible. It's going to take too long. So
yeah.
he was like, right, well, what are we going to do? Blah, blah. And I was like, can you just remove the side plates?
Yeah.
And just do that. And then they did that in the end.
Right.
But like, we would have had to get a whole new table
God.
In and all this drama. And then like, the reason why I actually missed all the cars and everything was because I came out and the people who were doing our tech were just like, oh yeah, your presentation isn't working. I was like, right, it was half an hour before the
but
show
like they
started.
Were given it 9 hours prior.
Yeah. And it's just little things
but this
like
is the
that.
thing, like, I don't think people realize you can hire people and have third parties, but like at the end of the day, it's always me and you actually solving the problems. Like, as in, people just don't know how to fix things in the moment, or they're just like, oh, well, this has happened, and we're like, okay, how do we fix it then?
Yeah.
And people, like, there's been years before we've been at even smaller events where, do you remember there was one venue where they were like, the sound isn't working? And
yeah,
I was like, right. Give me the system then, and I fix it. Do you remember that year with the mics and everything? Sometimes just like I have to do it myself. But yeah, so a lot goes into it, but it's obviously worth it because everyone's saying now it was the best one. And I think in terms of social and everything, it's one of our strongest
years.
It's
a huge credit to the whole Goss team as well. Yeah. Like, it's obviously not just the two of us doing it. Olivia in particular was absolutely amazing this year. Sophie, Emma, Niamh, all so brilliant. We could not do it without them.
No.
So yeah, huge shout out to the team. Also Luke on all the video content.
Head of
was
video.
Absolutely brilliant.
Not the pink carpet videos though.
Not the pink carpet.
He didn't do those videos.
But yeah, the overall
just in case
videos.
Luke tries to sue me. Luke did do the overall videos though. And sorry, Love Lens as well. Their social content
brilliant.
Were amazing.
Love them.
Whenever I get married, they are doing my wedding.
Yeah.
Like the quality of their photos.
I know.
And even the reel they got up like that.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
And it looked like because they obviously used their phones, it looked like it had been filmed on camera. Like,
So they always have such God. That photo of me in the hoop in the air is their picture.
Yeah.
And it's like a snap second that they got, and it's like perfect.
So good.
They're just so, if you're ever looking for a social team to do your weddings, they are just amazing.
But yeah, we're very proud of how it turned out and all the content after.
Do you have any favorite moments?
Oh my God, favorite moments. I honestly think Katie Pricey.
That's the moment. That's the big moment.
It was so good. And I think everyone, like looking around the room, because I got a really good video of like the room, actually everyone was up on their feet dancing and just having the best time.
I didn't see that video. Will you send that
so
to me?
So good.
Because I missed, because I was having a DMC with James Goblin. When I came back in, everyone was like, you just missed everyone like dancing up. Sorry, not the Katie thing. Sorry, for Pump Up the Jam. Apparently there was one moment where like every single person in the room was like dancing, and I missed that.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't seen the Katie one either.
No,
I feel
really
like
good.
I need to do a recap video. People are gonna be sick to death of me sharing the gossips, but I might do one more recap
the in terms of like people getting up and dancing. It was really good this year. I think last year it wasn't as much.
No, we didn't have as fun an act.
So everyone was definitely like up for the fun vibes this year, which was really good.
And then the after party was actually really good because sometimes only a few people will trickle in. Like 100 people went this year.
Yeah.
It was in 37.
I wish
Dawson
I'd been
Street.
Able to go. I think maybe if I had like drank a bit more or something, I was just like, I need to go home.
I honestly hadn't even drank. I think I'd had like half a glass or one glass of something. That was it. But I was just like, I also just knew everyone was going that year.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, right, heading
off. Yeah, because years before people have kind of split up and stuff.
No, everyone was going. And literally, when I got there, I was like, oh my God, every person that like I thought was going to be there was actually
and did
there.
They so it was in 37, they had like a proper area,
we had an area and we had bottles of Prosecco and like drinks and stuff like
amazing.
That so we were there till like 4 in the morning.
Oh my God,
yeah. And then I went
back.
I
always forget that 37 is a late bar, that it's that late. Yeah.
And then I went back to my hotel and I had left my bags there at like midnight and be like, will you put them in my room or whatever? They're like, yeah, no problem. So I went to my room, got there, it wasn't there.
No,
I was so tired and I had to walk the whole way back and I was like, will you get me my bags?
No.
And then the next morning, actually, I had breakfast. My family stayed there. So I had breakfast with them. And we were like, what time is check-in? It was like, I think 11 or maybe 12. It was like 11:05. Went the whole way back to my door just to get all my stuff. And it was like, because it checked me in. I was like, well, I'll go back again then. So I was a bit stressed about the room situation.
Your family all looked fab.
Yeah, they looked amazing.
They looked so good.
They had a really good time. They were sitting
With Brian McAvoy.
Yeah. He had a great time. His photos were amazing as always. But yeah, the 37 was actually, that's probably the most chill part for me because it was all over. So I was just like sitting there having a drink and I was like, grand.
Yeah.
It's all good. And it was just Goss banter there as well. Chatting to Jackie, eating a bit of Love
That's
Island.
Where the real tea went on.
Which will never be shared.
never be shared.
But yeah, the good tea was there. But no, overall, very good year. I think for me, Mike, the key moments, Katie's up there for sure. I think the hoop, obviously, trying not to vomit. And the Ferrari. The Ferrari is probably my top moment.
Yeah,
to be
I'm
honest.
So annoyed.
Just because I'm such a Ferrari lover as well. Like, Lewis, have you been watching Drive to Survive?
No,
it came
I
back the day
it, yeah.
before the gossips. I started watching it last night. It's very good.
It's good. Okay.
Yeah, the Christian stuff kicks off early on. Yeah. And there's some really good stuff in there. No, it's really good. They focus on all the rookies in episode one and just like shit they all are at the start. Do you remember when they did their first race?
Yeah.
They all like spun out in the rain and everything. Do you remember that? The first second race. But I just such a Ferrari fan anyway. So being in the Ferrari, the little girl, all that moment at the start, I was like, this is just
what
so
are we going
to
do next year to top that?
I won't be telling now.
The
I've already picked the theme. So I'll tell you after this. And probably a new venue, different vibes, big changes, I think. We'll go different next year.
Yeah.
Year 12 of
That's
the Gossies.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. But we'll have
that
to go bigger and better.
That makes me feel so old. Like, looking back to our first year, like, remember how small the room even was?
The ceiling was lower.
It was really low. Yeah.
It was, they only fit like 100 people in there.
Yeah.
It was a nice room, but there was a chandelier and people's heads when they were hitting off. Yeah. It was so low.
But like, just thinking back to that first year and now, like, it's so different, isn't it?
I know. We got really good people in the first year too.
We did.
UTV Ireland filmed the whole show. Twink came with her dog. Do you remember?
Vogue Williams hosted.
Mary Byrne performed.
Yeah.
But like, Dahi was there. I remember, like, there was some, I remember thinking a lot this weekend, actually, that a lot of the same people were at it. Like, the two Jameses and everything. Like, a lot of kind of OG people who'd been there the first year, I felt, were there this year.
Remember, we had some different awards as well. Remember, we used to do Best Celebrity Couple.
I know.
Maybe Alan, we should bring that back.
Alan and Carl won it.
Yeah. James and William won it as well 1 year, I think.
Yeah. But I remember when Alan and Carl won it, it was like the year the gay marriage vote passed.
Oh,
and it was like
yeah.
this really emotional moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, Best Celebrity Couple. We'd Best Snapchat Star.
Yeah.
Before it became Social Media
I
Star.
I feel like maybe we should mix up some of the categories a little bit. Maybe.
Possibly.
A few.
Maybe next year will
spice
be different.
Spice it up
years.
A little bit.
Be a little bit spicy. Yeah. A little bit different. But the OG awards I still love too. Like, I still love like TV presenters. Like, they're, that category is, I think, is really special. Like, there's literally no other awards in Ireland for TV presenters.
Yeah.
As in, like, the IFTAs are just for actors.
Mm.
There's literally nothing for TV presenters.
Yeah.
Radio presenters, I know the IMROs are there, but they're very different to the kind of way we do it. Like, in terms of a People's Choice Awards, obviously there's a lot of influencery awards now, but we were the first, like, there was nothing at the time. So I do still love the classic awards being mixed in. Like, it's good to have a mixture of both. Even like Westlife winning Best Music Act this year.
Yeah.
Podcast being in there too. Alan Clark, delighted.
Yeah, so I loved his speech.
He sent me a really lovely message after Get Better With Chris winning Social Media Star. Like, that's what it's all about. Like, it does mean a lot to people.
Yeah.
And then Newcomer is always such a brilliant
that's,
one.
I think, my favorite one, I think.
Newcomer.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely, I think it really stands out, the people that win that category. Fashion designer too as well.
Yeah.
Stylist. Like, these are all awards that weren't really around before. So I love them. But yeah, maybe we'll have a little rethink for year 12.
Mm. We could add in like one or two different ones.
12 years.
Yeah.
God. I feel like the first one was last week and it was me with my stress rash all over the place.
Oh my God, yeah. I loved my dress that year, actually. I got it from, remember that old boutique MacDoll?
I know.
Where did that go?
It must be online, is it?
I don't know, but they had really good dresses.
I looked like Morticia Adams.
You looked
black
so
black hair. I had no tan because I was covered in the rash.
Yeah.
And it's just like me looking really unhappy in all the photos. With red lipstick on, like black. I already had black
with
hair.
The Goss letters. You know what I love is that the Goss letters have been at like every single.
They've been there since. Joe and I first got them was the very first Goss birthday in Buck Whaley's Leeson Street. And our office was on just off Leeson Street at the time. So we literally hauled
Buck
over
Whaley's
the
web.
Fucking letters. I remember that time. But that those letters have been there since the first year. And then in our last office number, we used to have the Goss letters in the studio. They were just there every day. They're in a warehouse now, but.
Shout out as well to our decor team. We've got a coverage. They
so
did
good.
Such a brilliant job. I particularly loved our bubbles as our table.
Yes, you know, that was confetti balloons that made them.
So cool.
And obviously fast forward on the actual filming of the show, Brendan and Sean on production.
Reads as well.
Reads,
all our signage.
All our signage was so cool. Everything from the goodie bags to the wristbands. But yeah, thanks guys. If you were watching and you followed on the night, the impressions are huge again this year. If you want to go watch the show, it's on YouTube. If you want to go see the pictures, it's all on goss.ie. If you want to find all the social, hashtag Gossies2026. And we'll be back with a normal episode next week. And we'll be back next year with the Gossies 2027.
Woo! Woo!